Hey, good morning. Welcome into In Focus News Radio KMAN. It is Friday. It is the last Friday of the month, and that usually means we're talking with Director Dennis Butler from the Raleigh County Police Department. He joins us via Zoom here this morning. Good morning, Director Butler.
Yeah, good morning, Brandon. It's good to be back with you after missing you last month.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah, I had to attend to some other issues last month, and now I know Nick filled in for me, and he did a great job. I thought it was a great interview. I still listened. I was at home, though, with my kids.
So. Yeah, he did fine.
So, always a pleasure. How have you been since I last spoke to you? Have you spent some time away? Have you gotten any vacation in at all?
I didn't tell you when we were talking before we came on. I'm actually off today, but I really take seriously this segment and talking to our community. So I'm at home zooming in today to talk with you. But no, I haven't really gotten much time off this year. I've got some plans coming up with Labor Day and my wife's birthday is coming up and some other things. So I'm hoping, won't be long vacations, but hoping to get a little bit of time off because it's important.
Yeah, no doubt. And it definitely is for anybody who's been working a lot more in different capacities this summer. And we talked about that with, I think, Robin Cole a little bit yesterday, of the importance of just kind of getting away because there's just so much happening right now. And a lot of the news anymore seems to be pretty grim. And sometimes it's just good for your mental health to take a break every once in a while.
Yeah, I agree with all of that. And I'm doing my best to take care of myself while fulfilling my obligations.
Well, kind of getting into our conversation here a little bit. A lot of folks, I think, are a little eager to get back to the routine here that normally comes with the fall, and a lot of that is with back to school and safety and everything. We saw the kids getting back in Manhattan schools this week, back on the school buses, and I think it's always a good starting point here, especially in this August interview, just to remind people of the importance of being safe in school zones in particular, because kids haven't been really in school zones for a better part of the last 5-6 months.
Yeah, it's funny you should mention that. Tuesday morning I was driving in to the office, and I come down Anderson, and the traffic suddenly slowed, and I was like, what is going on up here? And then the school zone lights were flashing, and I can't tell you how happy I was to see those flashing and have to slow down knowing that kids were back in school that day. It was a relief to see some sense of normalcy, and I hope others feel the same way.
And it's good to remind. I did talk with the director of the bus barn here at USD 3D3 earlier this week. But it's good to remind people when a school bus stops, the law is you also have to stop. There are violations and pretty steep ones, if I remember right, for going around the bus stop sign.
Yeah, if convicted, the fine, I believe, with the court costs is a little over $400. One of the basic things to remember, it's really surprising to me how many people are still confused about what the rules are. But if a bus is stopped and that stop sign is out, the driver extends from the bus and the lights are flashing, if you're going the same direction, you have to stop. That never changes. So if you're behind the bus going the same direction, you have to stop. Well, the confusion comes in when there's a median or not. If there is a median separating those lanes from the opposing lanes, those drivers going the opposite direction are not required to stop unless there's somebody in the crosswalk crossing over. That has nothing to do with the school bus, though. But if there's no median, even if it's four lanes, all traffic in both directions is required to stop. And I think that's where confusion comes in sometimes. So we urge people, whenever you see those lights flashing, just slow down anyway. Even if you're not sure, slow down. And certainly if you're behind that bus, stop. Let those kids cross safely so we don't have a tragedy.
You're speaking with Dennis Butler, director of the Raleigh County Police Department here on In Focus. We have Manhattan students back in K through 12. K-State started school here recently, and we've seen an influx of students over the last month, really, getting back in here into town. And I know the job doesn't really change for you guys. It's the same, but does it get any more difficult here in the month of August enforcing the rules that you have to enforce?
Are you talking about the mask ordinance and COVID? Is that your question?
Well, yeah, specifically with that, but just overall, is it, has that been more of a challenge?
Well, it's whenever your population increases and you have more people out and about and traffic increases, there's always additional work and challenges associated with that. The approach we've been taking regarding enforcement with the emphasis on compliance and education and handing out masks, that won't change. We might get a little busier because of it. And I've watched the news. I see what's happening at some of the sororities and fraternities and other places, the number of positive cases. None of that actually surprises me. When you ramp up your population, 10 to 15,000 people, you're going to see an increase in positive cases. So again, I think we're taking the right approach here, an approach that some embrace, some reject, but I'm approaching it the way I think best, and think it's going well so far. We are still taking complaints through the hotline as well that are being forwarded to us about businesses that might be in violation. So we're going out. Sometimes they really think they're in compliance, and we go out and talk with them and try to educate them. And we use, of course, the health department's guidance as well when we're doing that to make sure folks are safe.
You know, I know there was some, I think earlier this month, there were some city officials, and I won't name names or anything here, but they were a little maybe critical of early on of how the ordinance was being enforced. Do you think that was fair, or do you think maybe that wasn't fair, I suppose?
You know, that's a difficult question for me to ask or to answer. I want you to know that various city officials have asked me questions about the approach that they're taking, not recently, but, early on in this. And my guidance or my advice when they asked me was, you need to follow your own instincts and do what you think is right. And I would not tell them to feel differently, that they should do what they think is right. But at the same time, I always explained, what our approach would be and what my philosophy is. And I just ask them to respect that, even though they may disagree, and vice versa. There have been some instances where my officers have been spotlighted a little bit, not publicly, but, in certain ways, because of the philosophy I've chosen us to take. And I've had some conversations with them asking them not to do that. The job they're doing is very difficult in so many other areas besides this. And then adding that to the mix just really doesn't help. And so I've asked them to direct their comments and criticisms to me personally and let me address them. And so it's challenging right now. There's no question about it. But our officers are doing a good job, and they're keeping their cool and remaining professional. And I'm very proud of the work that they're doing.
All right. Director, we have a caller who's got a question or a concern, so I'll take their. I think it's Robert. Go ahead, Robert.
Thank you for the way that you're handling the challenges that you have been presented. This time of year always reminds me of having two vehicles ripped out from under me by K-State students, new people in town, and that seat belt is not a three-point raised seat belt that holds you in the seat. And besides the damage it can do to you, your officers were able to pull me out from under the dash, but the dash cam, was able to show them what actually happened. Especially thank you for not allowing high-speed chases through town. Thank you. Bye.
Well, Robert, thank you for your comments. And, I do want to be clear. There are some situations where pursuits can occur, motor vehicle pursuits, but we have a pretty strict policy on the conditions in which those can occur and how long they can go on. And the entire focus on those guidelines and restrictions is safety of other motorists who are not involved, safety of the motorist who's choosing not to obey our orders or signals to stop, and ultimately to the safety of the officer. And so I think, again, the approach is a balanced one, and it's been very effective, and it's working well. Doesn't mean it can't get better, and we're always examining how we do things like that. I think that's one thing, just in general, citizens don't think about, but any business owner, anybody running an organization, you're constantly self-reflecting to see, you know, how can we do things better, provide better services, keep our employees and the citizens safe. It's a constant analysis. It goes on all the time, and things are tweaked and changed constantly. Public normally doesn't see that, but I just ask them to trust that we're always looking at ways to do our jobs better and provide better service.
I got another caller here. This is Paul. Paul, go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. You bring up a good point a minute ago when you're saying it's confusing about the buses and where to stop and when not to stop. Well, maybe we need to take a look at the rules, regulations, and the laws. Maybe the legislature needs to pass a law that makes it very plain. You stop any time, because you never know where those kids are going to go. Have no clue. They're in a crosswalk, then you have to stop. They're not, you don't. If it's divided highway, you don't. Da 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 da. Well, let's make it plain and simple. If you see a school bus stop with the semaphore out and the lights flashing, you stop. Another point that you might pass on, or people listening might think, when you're on these side streets and these little kids are buzzing around, always look down under the car as you're going up those side streets that you can't hardly get down. If you see some little feet under there, slow down. And incidentally, your people are doing a great job. And I talk to them once in a while. And everyone thinks you're doing a good job. And I'll state again, the coffee shop guys wonder when you're going to run for higher office.
Well, I've addressed that before, Paul, so I'm not going to get into that last part again. But in terms of legislative changes, I'll be frank with you that when legislators hear from their constituents, and typically when there's an organized effort on statutory changes, that's usually more effective than just law enforcement making a suggestion to them. They will often reach out to us and ask our opinion when citizens are contacting them. But I would urge you and others, if you want to see changes to requirements to stop for school buses or yield to school buses, to contact your legislators and let them know why you feel that way and ask for their support. I don't know. You got to get into the details of it. But anything that will improve safety and also balance the rights of others to, engage in their normal daily activities, I'm always willing to listen to ideas, always.
All right. Thank you for the call. We're going to take our first break here on In Focus, and we'll come back with more with Director Dennis Butler from the Riley County Police Department after this on News Radio KMAN.